Welcome to the Lot Pop Talks podcast. I am your host, Tyree Wilson. And whether you are a man or a woman who is either married, separated, standing for your marriage, or divorce, this podcast is here to support you. In spite of what you've heard, what you guys may know, the different voices that might be on social media, YouTube, Anchor, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, wherever it is you consume daily content, or maybe you're not on social media to begin with. You could be at work, with friends, with family members, or simply minding your business and grinding out your day. Reaching out and reaching past the everyday activities you become a part of. And you're trying to better yourself, further your education, maybe grow your bank account, raise your kids, spend time with people who love you, spend time loving yourself. The rhetoric out here is that marriage is dead. The institution of marriage is dead. I don't believe that. Regardless of all the statistics that show in one way or another, men and women alike, we all have our fallacies. We all have our shortcomings. We all have things that we believe was part of a marriage, only to realize that that is not marriage at all. What's dead is the personal, man-made beliefs of marriage. Chasing after the handsome man, coveting the most beautiful woman, chasing after the high-value man. Women who put their emotional security in multiple men at one time. Regardless of how much your spouse or you have, much money you've made, the friends and connections and networks you're involved with, or maybe the background and the families that you were raised around. All of those things play a factor into the faculties of man, the temptations of the flesh, chasing after what we believed and what man believes to be a highly adaptable and fully functional relationship with his spouse. And yet all of those things are failing. Even in today's society, marriage rates are down. Divorce is actually down. People just simply aren't getting married. People are choosing to no longer be in their marriage. Regardless of what the reasons are, because I do believe that every marriage is different, marriage is still not dead. I believe that this is still a wave of a spirit, a wave of people comparing themselves to the lives that they believe they should have, while being critical and condemning the life they believe they're in, juxtaposing that with the life that is their actual reality. More and more and more people are chasing after other people's lives that are halfway portrayed online and on media. Constantly chasing after the validation, constantly chasing after the approval of their fellow man. People want to feel superior to others. A power vacuum, one built for control, one built for civil inequities and misguided equalities. It's not marriage that's failing. It's not the institution of marriage that's failing. It's the belief that the people involved are all in it for the wrong reasons. I'm starting to see more people who are married believing that the marriage alone is supposed to be filled with beautiful days. It's supposed to be filled with hardships. It's supposed to be filled with gender-specific roles. It's not. It's not. It's about sharing that life with the individual in pursuit of the role and the expectation that was set for a spouse and their spouse's partner to become one. But to spend the days loving each other as though we love ourselves. I also believe that the institution of marriage isn't dead because the things that plague a marriage, all of the vices that plague a marriage, whether it be from family or whether it be from addictions, and I've said this multiple times, even if it isn't an addiction, there are different type of affairs, object affairs, emotional affairs, financial affairs. All of these things are in play before a marriage takes place, but they're magnified when someone else in your life has front row seat. The issues that were already there are magnified. The institution of marriage is not dead. What's dying is the direction that God has for us as a people, especially for us who are Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian and I am tempted. And I do fall short. And it does scare me when I believe my wife doesn't want to be with me. But listen to what I just said. She never told me that. I'm just scared. Because the media tells me this. The examples are all over the world. I've come to a point, you guys, where it's hard for me to even excuse certain groups of people when they're in relationships and the damage that they do to one another. I was at a point where I felt there was no hope, whether that been from men or from women. I felt like there's no hope for us. These are all lies, and I know I'm being lied to. And I pray that you recognize that if, in your eyes, the institution of marriage is dead, you're being lied to. Somebody, something, doesn't want you to experience unity, to experience peace, to display love, to understand that marriage, yes, is a business, and certain businesses can grow like wildfire. Your love can grow like wildfire. People that pour into one another is not an impossibility. But in order to understand that the institution of marriage isn't over, we do have to accept where it is. This is why it's important to stay close to the Bible. This is why it's important to have a strong and fruitful prayer life and relationship to the Lord. There are so many people in this world who have direction, who know what they should be doing, who are willing to go the distance. But at the same time, there are people and there are forces that have their own agendas for the life and peace that you seek, for the life and the peace that you're after. This podcast, I want you to really, really think about, in your eyes and in your heart, is the institution of marriage really dead? Or have we gone so far away from what the Lord has created and has stated and placed in our path that by the time marriage actually happens, our souls and our hearts are filled with the anchor of contentment and resentment for forces outside of our lives, outside of our control? Are we bringing generational curses? Are we bringing past pains and hurts and misguidings, teachings and misunderstandings into a life that was built for two adults, two healthy-minded people to unify and become stronger together than they were as individuals? And can you do that without saying the word, but? The enemy is only here to spread the fear. And there's nothing wrong with being scared and being nervous, being mindful of the risk. But nothing God puts in your path is meant to destroy you. It's meant to sharpen you. Even if the worst were to happen, for those who listen to this podcast and you've been listening for a long time, and maybe you've been fighting for your marriage and praying for your spouse, and the divorce papers came, and the divorce trial came, and the decisions were made, hold on to your faith. It doesn't mean you made all of these mistakes. It meant that it's time for you to grow and to push forward. Because there is somebody. There is someone that's going through the same thing or has been, and they're looking for you. But before you do, let's dump what the enemy has tried to fill us up with. Let's drop the idea that marriage is dead. Stand strong. Stand your ground. Stand on your own ethics, your morals, your integrity, your character, what makes you a child of God? What is it like to be at peace? And what is it like to acknowledge, accept, and apply your newfound experience and your newfound knowledge? A good friend and follower on a podcast told me that 2021 awaits. And she's right. Through it all, here you are. 2020 was literally no joke. And for some, maybe the party's just getting started. And for some of us, maybe the worst has already occurred. But pretty soon, it's going to be time to move forward. No more questioning as to why. God put this in your path. It was meant for you to grow. That's what it was meant for. It was meant for you to grow. I ask you guys that are listening, what's next in your life? Fighting for your marriage. Maybe you're dealing with a divorce. Maybe you and your spouse are talking again. Maybe you guys are just going through a separation. Maybe you're just in a rough patch. What's next? Take an active approach in your life. What's next for you? What new things? What are some things you did before you're not doing anymore that maybe it's time to pick back up? Or is this year coming up the year you make for you? And your life and your peace. Let's pray for the upcoming days. And continue to pray for the blessings that God pours into our life. Regardless of the events that are happening, there are still in many ways we are being blessed at this very moment. I want to thank you all for listening to the podcast, for subscribing to the channel, for subscribing to the website, for following me on Instagram. Everything that you guys have done and been a part of, I thank you. Without you, this didn't happen. But I want to keep it going. I pray this podcast finds you in better spirits. I pray that this podcast has done something for you in your life. I pray that you only contribute to the stories. Maybe click the voice messaging button and send me a voice message. For those that have and requested prayer, I thank you all. You will get your prayers. I thank you all because it's not easy, but it is important. Father in heaven, be with every heart and every mind this evening. The enemy is ever busy. The temptations grow every single day, Father God. And for those of us who have faltered and found our way, and for those who feel like we're drowning, for those who have been through it all and somehow made it through, I thank you for all situations and all instances and at all times. Thank you for those that remain optimistic, Father God. I pray for the hand of covering and healing for those that are pessimistic. I'm praying for those, all those hearts and those minds who feel as though letting go is the worst thing that they can do. I pray for those who believe that pushing forward and walking away was the only course of action. Father God, I thank you for the word in the Bible being a double-edged sword. That it reads me as I read that book. It reads me back. And I understand that in that book is direction, life, wisdom. And it is not a weapon to be used to judge and criticize my brothers and sisters. Being a Christian is not a sentence. and it is not to be used as a weapon to criticize and demean and minimize my brothers and sisters. The Word of God allows us to grow and sharpen one another. And Father God, I want to say thank you. And Father God, I ask that you forgive the sins and the mindset of this sinner who prays full-heartedly and who prays humbly to you. We are all in your hands. No matter what's going on, we're all still in your capable hands. And because of that, I feel better to keep moving myself and keep moving the podcast and keep moving the listeners forward. Father God, you are the way. Let every believer and let every heart that listens say amen.
Hey, Tyree, man, I wanted to say thank you, bro. I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your story, for sharing it with all of us, and the help that it's given me in the short time that I've discovered you on YouTube. I hope God blesses you and keeps blessing you, bro. And I hope that you never stop sharing your story with the people that need to hear it the most, my guy. God bless you.
Good afternoon. My name's Chris. I'm separated from my wife now for a little over a year. And what your dad said, hold on. I guess that's what standing is all about, holding on. I hate arguing. I hate having set twos. But my wife and I had a text war, basically, on Friday, where it ended up me blocking her and telling her that I've had enough and that I will deal with her lawyer. And she's being unreasonable about the amount of money, and I don't want to separate anything. I don't want our marriage to deteriorate to the point of divorce. I'm praying that my marriage is restored in Jesus' name. I just wanted you to know, and thank you for posting what you post. It meant a lot. Have a wonderful day.